Sean, A1 Custom Car Care.
All right, good morning and welcome. You got Sarah and Dustin, A1 Custom Car Care. We do have a special guest, but before I introduce our guest, I have a couple of, I guess, update, Sarah, of our discussion of the washing machine.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This is still happening, huh?
I know. And everybody that hasn't listened to the shows previously, I feel like I need to give you just a quick backstory. So I'm frustrated, personally, with spending my money on less than par quality appliances. And so Stacy and I have gone to the big box stores and bought some name brand nice washers and dryers, and I finally had had enough of purchasing junk. So we got our Speed Queen washer, we got our Speed Queen dryer, I got them installed. So far, they're amazing.
Awesome.
The gentleman from Metro Builder Supply, this is not a paid sponsorship, used to be our FedEx driver, by the way. He was wonderful.
Oh, very good.
So not only did we get great service as far as like the quality of parts or appliance, I guess, I just needed to give a shout out that FedEx lost a great driver, but thankfully Metro picked up a great delivery guy. Great young man.
That's good.
So I thought I'd put that out there. Anybody else has any related references to Speed Queen's quality? I'd love to hear about it.
It's a hot topic.
It really is. And I know that's weird to make a big deal about my laundry on an automotive show, but I think it's important. I want to smell nice. So, as we close the chapter of my washer and dryer saga, we have Eric. I want you to give a little bit of a backstory or origin story. I don't know if you ever watch Marvel Comics. They always have the origin of who you are, how you got to be a superhero. So if you don't mind, give us just a kind of little synopsis of who Eric is.
So like Dustin said, my name is Eric Johnson. I've been in the automotive industry, oh goodness, I'd say for since 2011, roughly.
That's a minute.
It started off on the parts side. I had a wonderful relationship with just the idea of the parts store from my childhood. My dad was always working on vehicles. So I would go down to the old Western Auto on...
Back in the day.
Yeah, going way back. I remember walking in the black and white checkered floors. And but at any rate, I had gone in and just really had that young age, kind of one of those core value or core memories that I had of the parts store. So out of high school, I went into the service. I was with the 10th Mountain Division. From there, when I had gotten out, went to the only thing I knew to do was cars or car parts. Was in the car part industry until, let's see, August 1st, 2020.
Okay.
I was given an opportunity to come on as a service advisor with another repair facility here in town. And then looks, I think, November 15th of this year. Say again, obviously not of this year. I don't have a time machine, but of last year.
You holding out on us?
Yeah,
Eric?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm not ready to let that cat out of the bag. But, you know, I was gracious enough to be offered a position at A1, and it's just been wonderful ever since.
Well, so are we paying you to say that? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, gosh, not at all. That is not a paid sponsorship, by the way.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, the industry is hard enough, automotive, and all industries. I'm not saying we have the hardest industry out there. I just feel like, you know, you don't need to make it any harder than it has to be. And I feel like a lot of times we get wrapped up in the red tape. It really bogs the company down or companies down. In our case, and please, you know, if I'm speaking out of turn, Eric, I'm welcome your input on this. I love the fact that A1 Custom allows us to take care of our customers, our technicians, and they really give us a lot of latitude with like out micromanagement. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. So I think the thing that is the really the basis of why we're able to do the things that we do is at the core of what we do, our goal is to help keep our customers informed and to make sure that they are always aware of two things. This is their vehicle and they are in control of it.
Yep.
And I think that's, you know, the it's easy to get lost in that gray, you know, by crunching the numbers and doing all those things. And we're fortunate to have facility leaders at each one of our facilities that keep an eye on that and kind of handle the reins from that aspect. But not from a stance of micromanaging, but the best way I've ever had it put is, you know, they're the guardrails
yeah.
that give us a lane to operate mm-hmm. in. And having that freedom of that lane, some people would say, well, that's restrictive, but really it's not. Mm-hmm. It really gives you, you know where your boundaries are. Yeah. And they say, our goal is to help people. Yeah. Our goal is to take care of this customer. Most of the time, it's going to be by fixing their car. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just going to call you and say, man, I'm frustrated with getting these crummy old dish or washing machines and dryers.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that's got experience with that? You know, and we can help them with that because we've built that relationship. Yes. So a lot of times we lose focus of what the repair industry is here for.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's extremely well said. And I think that captures, you know, I had a like a in-depth personality thing done on myself. And I've had several of them done over the years to try and make sure I continue my education about kind of who I am. Because if you don't understand yourself, it's really hard to serve others, in my opinion. And so one of my things that popped up in the last one was the fact that I prioritize being able to be very fluid and that I'm kind of constantly moving all the time from stumbling block or problem to the next problem. Because at least in my mind is that's what we're here for. You know, if this was easy, everybody and their brother would do it. And that's great. But as these vehicles got more and more technical, and even to my washing and drying machine reference, quality or the ability to hold the standard of quality to where I feel like it needs to be has suffered a little bit industry-wide. And, you know, A1 Custom for years was an undercar shop, and we're a full-service mechanical repair and maintenance facility. You know, we don't do body work or glass work, but we know people that we can outsource that to.
Absolutely.
To make the stumbling blocks for that customer so much easier to deal with. And I'm going to share something that Kenny, Lois and Kenny own the company, Kenny shared with me a few years ago, and I've really held on to it, is we were dealing, I think, with his daughter-in-law's car, if I remember right, but, you know, had kind of a list of things we were trying to get done. And Kenny basically is like, hey, let's see if we can take care of as much as possible because she can't be without her car. Or it's difficult for her to be without her car. And for a long time, and I think industry-wide, a technician or service advisors think, oh, well, we'll do kind of the bare minimum to get you by so you're not having to spend a lot of money. But then you come visit us like 7, 8, 10 times a year, which is fine. We love seeing people. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But the chord that Kenny kind of struck with me was our digital inspection process, give the customer all the information as possible and help walk them through that process. So if maybe you want to come see us, you know, 7, 8, 10 times a year, you want to just kind of fix what's broken, fine, we can do that. But what a lot of people, and me myself, you know, I got to have my rig all the time. I work from my truck most of the time. I can't be without it. And I'm sure that's no different than the families that get their kids to church and school and doctor's appointments and all that stuff. So how about we do it a little differently than other facilities? And there are others out there doing it, but I don't think it's the norm. And let's do a full write-up and a full evaluation for that customer and empower them with the information and help coach or advise, not just take orders, hey, would you like fries with that? Does that make any sense, Eric?
Absolutely. And I think that kind of speaks volumes to, you know, listening to your explanation of that. I think really what Kenny's describing is the buy-in.
Yeah.
I think at A1, we have done a good job of putting people in the right place that have bought into what we want to do. So there's a reason they call us service advisors mm-hmm. and not service dictators.
Yeah.
Because our goal, and along with the service advisor team or the sales team, if you will, and the technician side of things, is we don't want to limit people to what we think they will say yes to. Because mm-hmm. it's really, our goal is not to sell you things.
Exactly.
Our goal is to really, we want to see you that 6, 7, 8 times a year, but for preventative maintenance.
Absolutely.
So the reality is, I think what we see most of the time is our technicians are bought in, our service advisors and our sales team are bought in, and we want to give you the opportunity to say, or we want to give you, this is your vehicle and everything that it needs right now.
No, I think that's absolutely embodies what we're working towards every day. But as we all say, time flies when you're having fun. We are going to step into a break. We're going to pick it up right on the other side after this.
Your complete car care solution. A1 Custom Car Care.
All right, welcome back. You got Sarah and Dustin along with Eric Johnson here in studio today with us. Kind of, I guess, giving a little bit of an origin story about kind of where we come from, what we're all about. Before we dive back into chatting with Eric, Sarah, you know, in the last segment, we talked about, you know, kind of some of our processes and procedures and making the customer a part of the automotive repair for their vehicle. I'd like you to honestly give us kind of your take on that. You obviously are a huge part of A1 Custom Car Care at this point. But before that, we were servicing your vehicle, Ryan's vehicle, et cetera. Kind of give me your input of, you know, what the customer side of it has seen, if you don't mind.
I really enjoy, first off, I enjoy the way that A1 Custom really conducts business. For me personally, the thing that matters the most is just the quality that you guys truly provide for us. I love the fact that you walk us through everything step by step. I love the fact that you assist us in what we need to do going forward. You don't really force anything onto us as customers. You say, hey, this is what you have going on. We really need to fix A, B, and C. But, you know, D, E, F, and G, they can all kind of wait. And right. I really like that about A1 Custom Car Care. I love that you're just really transparent with us. So hopefully that answers your question.
Absolutely. And as I kind of sit here and think about like the root behind that thought process is obviously I've devoted my career, my professional life essentially to automotive repair. And that's a choice, by the way. I love this business. But my mindset behind that is if you can work with an advisor or technician or a team there that can articulate and communicate at a high level that you understand the car the way we understand the car. We're not selling anything at this point in time. We're empowering you to have a lot of very technical information and a lot of complex systems to protect your typically second, if not maybe with the price of cars now, your largest investment. So that's always been my mindset as either a technician or service advisor, is if you have the same understanding, you may not know how to turn the bolts and reset all the scan tool data, lab scope data, all that jargon. That's really what you come to us for, because that's our focus. But if we can communicate at a high level and you understand, hey, this is what got me here, this is how I prevent being broke down. The worst thing, and I love our tow truck companies. We have some great towing companies.
Absolutely.
But the worst thing is if one of our folks within the A1 Custom family has to call a tow truck, in my opinion.
Right.
And so I really appreciate your feedback on that, Sarah, because you have seen it as well as Nick has as well. That was the first time that I ever met Nick, is he had moved back from, I think, Milwaukee. Is that where he was? And then he came into town. He'd been in another service facility. Whatever reason, it didn't pan out for him. I happened to have drawn his ticket. I didn't know who Nick was at the time. And since then, he was able to experience A1 Custom just right out of the gate as a customer. And that's really what this show is about, in my opinion, is hopefully sharing some of these experiences that if you're not finding the service that you're looking for, well, you know, maybe A1's your place. Maybe you've got a trusted place. Find somebody and really put in some roots, if you will, because that's what I feel like A1 Custom has done. I'd like you to weigh in on that, Eric.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, listening to you and listening to Sarah's experience that she's had with A1, I think kind of for me, the one thing that it really makes me think of is it's a relationship process.
Yeah.
You know, the frustration that I think a lot of end users or vehicle owners get is from not having a consistent place that you take your vehicle to. Because, you know, I could take my vehicle to any number of places in Springfield.
Sure.
And if I take it there, they might have a different process of the way they operate. So they might say, oh, Eric, you've got to have your brake fluid service and your power steering service. And it looks like it's time for your belt to be replaced. I could then, you know, next oil change, I'm looking through my phone. Well, who can just get me in? Mm-hmm. Who can get me in? And the next place says, well, you need totally different things. And all of those things that you needed 5,000 miles ago, they look great.
Right.
So it as an end user, as the owner of a vehicle, it makes it hard for me to trust anybody. So a lot of what we do is, and the reason that we do a lot of the things we do is to establish that relationship, much like you said that Sarah's experienced. And just like with Nick, not knowing Nick from anybody else, just knowing that this is a person that has an issue.
Yeah.
And they chose us to bring that issue to us. What's the best thing I can do to start and plant the seed of our relationship moving forward?
Most definitely.
And I think that's where we get to. And I think that's what a lot of us miss is the bounce around, bounce around, bounce around. And it's almost kind of on the repair shop side, that customer or that person almost has kind of a negative aura, if you will.
Yeah,
the price shopper, you know.
It's Oz and there's smoke and mirrors behind the curtain.
Right.
And our digital inspection and our hopefully our level of communication pulls that curtain away. I mean, that's really what the show's about, too. Honestly, we've shared all kinds of craziness, you know, over the last, I don't know, Sarah, has it been 8 years, 9 years,
something like that.
So you brought up two things in there that I'd like to shift gears a little bit on.
Yeah.
One of them being, you know, people kind of bouncing around, which is super duper challenging, honestly. You do have a lot of options out there. And then some of the basic maintenance with oil changes. So, Eric, you've been with our company now a good amount of time. You know that we don't, quote unquote, have a lube tech doing our oil changes. And that's very intentional. And I'm not picking on the fast lubes out there. They just come at the business differently than I feel like it should. You know, when you look at, say, Jim at your store there, that man has been with the company probably 30 years, or it's got to be somewhere in the ballpark of 30 years. He's been a very productive technician and still is. But now at this point, the person that we have doing a lot of the maintenance services is significantly more than a lube tech. Jim has so many more skills
for sure.
than that.
I agree.
But that is intentional from a business or approach strategy, in my opinion, that I don't want an entry-level person doing that kind of work for the simple fact that, hey, it's so much more than an oil change. These vehicles are so technical and they rely on maintenance so much more than they would have years ago. They would tolerate, you know, not getting your coolant exchange, not doing your brake fluid service. Eric, if you could sum up a little bit, and I realize this is a loaded question, why should I maintain my car? Why should I do some fluid services from your point of view? As well as with this being factored in there, how much is a new car right now? Like if you're going to replace your car or truck, if say you wanted a truck, that is really driving me all the time of why I would take care of my vehicle.
So lots of good questions. Really, I mean, to touch base on the lube tech thing, I think everything has its purpose. When we're hungry, we have the option to go through a drive-through.
Good point.
We have the option to go to kind of that in-between, if you will, where it's self-serve. You still have to take your food to your seat. And then we go to the places where I get to sit down and I get the full experience of being serviced.
I like where you're going with that.
So I think if we look at the car approach the same way we look at the food approach, we don't have the guys that are making burgers in the back.
That's true.
Every person that we have, if we can use that analogy, is a master chef.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing this a long time. And the reason we do that is to say, yes, he is beyond capable of doing your oil service. But on certain vehicles, they have an oddity where they use a specific kind of oil drain plug that needs to be replaced every oil service.
Ford.
And it's because, and it's because of experience that we have in guys like Jim and many of the other ones across all of our companies, even the ones down in Arkansas, is because that experience affords them the ability to make sure that customer doesn't come back on a tow truck and say, man, you guys changed my oil and it's been leaking ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because we had an entry-level guy who doesn't have the experience, because experience is always going to be the best teacher.
Yes.
And he doesn't have the experience to know that if I don't replace this $12 plug, it's going to leak. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great point that we don't have lube techs because we don't want a business transaction.
Right.
We want a relationship. And that's how we accomplish the foundation of that.
I love that analogy. Like, you know, I've articulated it many ways over the years. I mean, we've been doing the show a long time. I've been working here in Springfield for over 20 years professionally. And that is like as you were laying that out, I'm like, that just makes so much sense.
Right.
Well done. I am officially going to adopt that explanation just so everybody's clear. I think that was brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of it. You know, when we look at, you know, buying a new or new to you truck or car or whatever, that's not a cheap venture. You had better get every bit out of that vehicle that you possibly can to even make good on that investment. And that's really where, you know, a lot of folks, oh, I never have flushed my brake fluid. I've been driving for 50 years and I've never, have you ever heard that, Eric?
Oh my goodness, yeah. Boy, I've had this old Chevrolet square body for so long, I've never had that tranny touch before.
Well, right.
I get it, but car, you know, when I look at that mid-80s mm-hmm. Chevrolet, I mean, you didn't have to do hardly anything right. but add a quart of oil mm-hmm. about every two tanks of gas.
Yeah.
Right? Because if there's oil under it, there's oil in it.
That's
right? That's what they used to say about them. But, you know, with the way that the efficiency of vehicles and the technology of vehicles, I mean, we haven't had a vehicle that's come out from the factory with a 1040
uh-huh.
oil weight since what, the mid-90s?
Even 1030. You know, when I got in the business, that was almost the standard. Everybody had
right.
That's what everybody used. And now we stock, I don't know, off the top of my head, probably 6 to 8 different weights.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Blends of oil just to make sure, A, that we're meeting the minimum, if not surpassing the minimum standard
right.
of these manufacturers.
And so that takes the turn of why is, you know, kind of segueing into the next thing that you would ask. Why should you maintain mm-hmm. your vehicle? You know, that's an easy question as long as we can understand the why.
I definitely want to dive into that. I don't want to get in the middle of that and take a break. So we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to step into it. Eric, Sarah, and I are going to pick it up on the backside of this break. We'll be right back.
Your complete car care solution. A1 Custom Car Care.
All right. Welcome back. You got Sarah, Eric Johnson, and Dustin Atwood from A1 Custom Car Care here today. Kind of, it's a little different show than normal. You know, we're not talking about washer and dryer.
A little tech talk.
Yeah, a little tech talk,
yeah.
I suppose. So, Eric, before we went into the break, I think we were talking about some of the maintenance services of why and how dare you try and get me to take care of my $100,000 new pickup. Do you know that's how much the new AT4 diesel GMC or Chevy or the Denali Ultimate, the MSRP on those this year, so it'd be 2025, I guess, is $107,000 for that
pickup
truck.
My Lanta, yeah.
Can I sign you up for 2 or 3 of them?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think my parents bought their house for about $20,000 less than that truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a nice property.
Right, right. And I think we fit about the same amount of people in it.
Probably.
So, which explains why they're so high now. But I think to kind of go into that as well, you look at the old versus the new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like there's a kind of a stunt in catching up with the automotive side. It's in recognition of these things are new too. You know, we don't use R12.
Right.
We may get to the point where we don't use R120. Right. Now, those are refrigerants that go into the air conditionings of cars, mm-hmm. but that technology is constantly evolving. And really the driving force behind all of the evolution that we see in the automotive world is in the name of efficiency. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why we've had such a huge push for the electric vehicles. And that's why we're now seeing some companies are even coming out with hydrogen fueled vehicles, mm-hmm. which I think is amazing and just fantastic. But in the name of efficiency, you have to ask, you can't gain something without losing something
sure.
else. And that's where that maintenance really comes into play and is very pertinent.
So I always articulate this back to the racing industry. So I always wondered, you know, why Toyota has TRD, which is Toyota Racing Division. And when you kind of step back and you look at the history of it a little bit, those race vehicles, regardless of Toyota, Chevy, Ford, whoever, fill in the blank with whatever your flavor is, they are maintained after every pass, after every race, you know, whatever it is, you know, they're not able to neglect those because they're at such a high performance demand. And so when you look at the technology that we have in, you know, at home in your garage, or if you're at work out in the parking lot, you look at the technology, forced induction, turbocharged, supercharged, displacement on demand, in-cylinder fuel injection versus port or manifold or TBI injection. And I'm throwing a lot of terms out there. My point is to piggyback off Eric's, you know, initial point there. Most of what we're dealing with now started in the racing world, sometimes even decades ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you did not maintain your race car, truck, off-road vehicle, whatever, it blew up and you were a loser, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So if you've got 107,000, now I'm obviously on the top end here. You go buy a moderate SUV. Let's pull it back a little bit to say $40,000. I had better drive the crap out of that thing for 40 grand because A, you're making payments on it. I saw up to 84 months here recently because wow. The prices are getting so high.
Right, right.
You know, it's going to be like a boat. Have you ever priced a boat, Eric?
No, that is one thing that my wife made definitively clear I was not supposed to look into.
So not a boat, not a Harley, right?
Not a boat. We haven't discussed the Harley, but cat's out of the bag, babe.
My point is you can finance a boat for 10 years at like, you know, $300 a month. They're going to have to do that with cars. And after 10 years, if you haven't taken care of it, maybe even before that, unfortunately, we see it at the service counter. Yeah, I see it at the service bay. You may only make it 7 years. You got 3 years of payments left and you have a catastrophic failure. So what do you do now? And a lot of times I can kind of reinvestigate backwards that lack of service or lack of maintenance is what caused that failure. And something that's even a little bit cooler with a lot of our maintenance programs, they are so confident in their product, which is why we use them, that if you will allow a certified service center, not even A1 Custom, we happen to be, but anybody out there that believes in quality, they have a protection plan that, God forbid, something does happen and you have a catastrophic failure, they will pick up either part or all of the bill. And I have been the pleasure of being on the side of calling that customer. And I'll just give you a little quick story here. I had a very nice lady. She's a school teacher, or she was at the time. It's been a year or two back now. She had a Ford Escape, and any of the Ford Escape owners, I'm actually a big fan of most of the Ford Escapes. They're a pretty decent rig. The newer ones have an opener cylinder or open block design for the cylinder head gasket. That's not fared all that well for Ford. But in this case, she came in for a basic brake job. So we did rotors and pads for her, and we did a brake fluid exchange because that's part of the service. So a few months go by, several thousand miles later, comes back in. She has a brake fading issue. It's a real soft, mushy pedal, right, and she's unsafe on it. So it's a very common thing that the ABS unit has problems with those. And if I remember right, and forgive me on the numbers, I think it was about a $1,700 repair. Now, COVID's kind of been a part of that and drove prices up, so don't quote me on the prices. $1,700, because we had serviced the brake system and she was within the qualifying miles, the maintenance providers that we use picked up $1,500 of that bill that they paid.
Oh, yeah. Just because she was diligent
yes.
about doing her maintenance.
And so from an advisor, me calling her up, and she knew we had coached her on the protection plan. We had let her know that, hey, if anything happens, we're your people. We're going to stand behind and get you hooked up, right? We didn't do anything with the ABS unit. That was an unrelated repair. But to your point, because we serviced the fluid under there, it was awesome for me to call her and say, hey, surprise, the bill is $1,700. I was able to get $1,500 of it paid. So you as a school teacher, and we all know school teachers are underpaid.
Right.
For the amount of grief that they deal with.
Oh, my goodness, for sure.
And they're molding our children, a lot of them. For her to only have like 200 and something bucks to come up with for a larger pair, I was able to turn it, I think, next day.
Mm-hmm.
Part was available, got it installed, got it calibrated, did the relearn process so we knew that it was going to function, proved that it functioned. She come in, give us a couple hundred bucks. The other part was already paid. And away she went. Like, it still gives me goosebumps even to think of how good that felt to call somebody that didn't want to fork over. I mean, if I had $1,700, yeah, I'd rather keep it.
For sure.
And so that just was an awesome situation that we followed the process, we got her taken care of and paid for. And I'm sure you've had some similar situations over the years.
We absolutely have. And really, I think this goes back to what we kind of talked about earlier about that's why the gentleman that does our oil changes and is the one that recommends a lot of those maintenances is not an entry level guy. He's a guy that's been with us for 30 plus years.
Yes.
You know, I always laugh to myself because they've got an office in the shop by themselves, and there's a picture of him on a Lamborghini, yep. The old, like, yeah. You know, Rico Suave kind of,
like,
you know,
Miami
Vice. Yeah. And it's funny for me because as a kid, that was the kid that I was using. You know, that was the car that I idolized and had the big poster on the wall. But I think that goes into the fact that we're not a fast food place. You know, like the tech the quick lubes, yes, they have their function.
Sure.
And I think, and I've seen it in certain ones around town, they know their limits. Mm-hmm. And when they get to the point where they know this is outside of my wheelhouse, this is more than what we're capable of, mm-hmm. let me refer you now to somebody who can handle that. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something we'll get back into. But yes, I'll touch more on that.
Excellent.
When we get back.
So we're going to step into one more break, and we'll wrap this up in a nice little pretty bow right after this.
Your complete car care solution, A1 Custom Car Care.
All right, welcome back. Sarah Dustin and Eric Johnson here, kind of giving you a little, and this is something that we're going to do a little bit more often. In case the cat's out of the bag here, I don't fix every car that comes into these stores.
What?
I know. Can you guys believe that? I still am involved with a lot of the service that's getting done, but A1 Custom Car Care is so much bigger than Dustin Atwood by far. And I really am super, super pleased to have some of the folks standing shoulder to shoulder. Man, they're absolute pipe hitters. I mean, we got some amazing techs, amazing advisors, store managers, and really kind of pushing into that leadership side of things. But I could soapbox about that all day. We were talking kind of about quick lubes. Now, Sarah and Eric, if you guys can pull me off the ledge here, because I'm going to be a little bit hard on some of the quick lubes.
Yeah, go for it.
I struggle with this a little bit. People need to maintain their cars better. And whether you're a DIY person and you're able to do some of your higher end repairs yourself, I tip my hat to you. If you work at a quick lube, I have a dear friend who has a quick lube up by Fort Leonard Wood area. I need to go see him. He does a great service. He really, really does. He calls when he gets into a spot sometimes, and I do my level best to help him out. But I digress on my point here is I struggle from if you're not capable of handling the maintenance when it goes wrong, why would you take your car to a quick lube? And I'm going to elaborate a little bit on that. So we talked quite a bit about Jim. We've kind of showcased Jim a little
bit
today.
Right.
That man knows what to do when something goes wrong. And these quick lubes, a lot of times you've got entry level people that maybe have zero to no or little experience previously. And I pride our company. I mean, you talk about Dave Doobie over at Fort Street. You know, we can go on for a long time. These are veteran technicians that have been doing this for decades, and they know the things that you can't teach in a book.
Right.
And to key people in on, hey, we've got some irregular tire wear. Well, Quick Lube's probably not going to be super concerned about it because most of them don't sell tires or do alignments. I know some of them are trying to get into that market, but my point of that whole deal is why would you trust your maintenance to somebody that can't do repairs? And not that we want to put, you know, huge repairs. I enjoy all facets automotive service. That's the magic, in my opinion, behind us is when something's coming up, we're going to identify it quicker than a quick lube. And maintenance or being proactive is always cheaper than being reactive and having to throw a big repair bill at you.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So do you think I'm being a little tough on the quick lube folks? And that's fine if you do. I'll take it.
So I'll just kind of answer the question and then I'll kick it over to Sarah and see what her take is on it. Do you know the difference? So I've actually just read this quote. I inherited my dad's Bible, and in the front of his Bible, he's got a lot of different quotes from people that he's just have made an impact on him from over the years.
That's awesome.
And one of the quotes that I had read in there is the difference between reality and expectation is frustration.
Ooh. Mm.
So I think when we, you know, so let's take that back now to the expectation of a drive-through and a sit-down. I'm not expecting thick-cut, juicy bacon. Perfectly sliced avocados, crumbled blue cheese, you know, whatever the fanciest thing is when I go through McDonald's and get a Big Mac.
Right.
I'm expecting a fast, edible something that resembles a hamburger or a Big Mac. So I'm not going to be frustrated if I open that box up and it looks like a soup sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Because my expectation was for it to be done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I expect all of those things to be done, all of those boxes to be checked, I'm going to go to Black Sheep. Not mm-hmm. that, you know, this is not a plug for Black Sheep, but
yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere like that where I know my expectation is going to be closer to the reality that I get to mitigate the frustration from it.
Well done, sir.
So
I love
it. I really don't feel like I have anything to add to that.
I mean, that
you're just really good. Yeah.
You know, I've conceptualized that forever, but I've never been able to kind of boil it down to that's powerful.
Yeah.
That is, I love it.
You're great at metaphors.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
I think, you know, we are the sum of all of the pieces of A1.
Mm-hmm.
Not one piece is the reason we are who we are.
Right.
Which is the beauty of why we succeed as well as we succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not Dustin Atwood doesn't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't check you in when your car gets there.
Right.
He doesn't bring it in. Now, if it's necessary for you to, you are going to be the first one to put your hand in the air and
yes.
say, I will do this. And it's not because you have to. It's because that is who we are as a collective.
That's right.
Yeah. Just like there's times where, and again, I mean, we're kind of putting Jim on a pedestal here, but there's times if I have a customer that is an older customer or that is a senior saint, so to say.
Sure.
You know, I will, when there's things maintenance wise that need to be done, I'll visit with Jim and say, I think this would be better received from you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes tongue in cheek, I say as an old man, but you know, again, as somebody who has a lot of experience in our industry,
yeah.
I think that speaks volumes to the understanding that you would have instead of, I like to say I'm still young, you know, but some 36-year-old guy going up and saying, hey, you need to spend another $80
mm-hmm.
on your oil service because this, this, and this,
mm-hmm.
and it's a preventative maintenance.
Yes.
And most of the times when we hear preventative maintenance, it means don't got to do it.
Right.
Instead of being able to express the need behind
mm-hmm.
it. And so Jim never has an issue with that.
No.
Hey, Jim, you mind to visit with them about why they
yeah.
need that and just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. I'll you know, shoot them. Hey, it's going to
yeah.
make, this will be their total.
The beauty in that is, you know, we all talk about, we are, you know, as strong as our weakest link. Right. And I have this like philosophy that like, if you are a drug dealer, all of your cronies around you are drug addicts or dealers, right?
Right.
Well, the flip side of that's true. If you're devoted to your craft, whether you're, you know, a brick mason, whether you're an electrician, whatever, you probably know other electricians or brick masons, right?
Right.
And you have a regard or an opinion of, hey, who's good and who's not, right? So with A1 Custom, especially being multi-location, we have been able to attract, really put out some amazing people because we're devoted to our craft. A lot of times when we interview and somebody's worked at another facility, either local or, you know, abroad here, we are pulling some of the people that are frustrated who are not devoted to their craft anymore,
right.
or they're burned out or whatever. I pray to God I never get burned out because I
right.
love coming to work every day. Now, it's beautiful outside right now. Would I have loved to stay at home and do some extra stuff? Sure.
Yep.
But I still am fired up and jazzed up like, hey, I love A1 Custom Car Care, the automotive industry. I've joked for years that if I ever move to Europe, I'm still going to work on cars in Europe.
Right.
Not doing that. But
right.
The point is that this is my chosen career. And to your point, it's all of our chosen careers. It's not like, oh, I wanted to be an astronaut, but now I'm an automotive technician, service advisor, manager. It's like, hey, we love the automotive industry. How do we, you know, play in our sandbox every day?
Right, right. My first choice was stay-at-home dad, but
yeah.
it just didn't work out for me. So, but I agree wholeheartedly. I think, you know, there's a book that I've read. It's The Why. The
yes.
why behind do we...
Simon Sinek.
Right, right. Why do we do these
yeah.
things? What is our why?
Mm-hmm.
And I think our why is not always going to be the same thing.
No, it's not.
But at the when you boil it all down, the concept is always going to be the same
mm-hmm.
because we love doing it
mm-hmm.
because we recognize that there is a need and that we are uniquely capable
mm-hmm.
for meeting that need.
Yes. And we take pride in that.
Right. And other people see that. Not, and this isn't as much from the customer side as it is from the employee side. Mm-hmm. And to what you said about building the businesses, multi-locations. One of my favorite technicians that we have is Cody Parker. He's over at the Sunshine and Fort location. Yep. You know,
it's a good
cat. Oh my gosh. I love Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see him, you know, I just can't help but wipe. Let's get this stinking grin on my face, you know, and it's because he and I both have the same why.
Yeah.
Because we recognize the need and we recognize that we're capable of helping with that.
Yeah.
Whether it's maintenance, whether it's the college student and mom and dad are 1500 miles away, mm-hmm. and dad always did that. And hey, it's okay. Let, you know, this is what we need. Let me call dad, explain this to dad. Mm-hmm. Let me also call student.
Yep.
So now we're going past fixing a car, mm-hmm. and we're saying, let's help this young individual who is obviously getting their education. Let's add to that education how to and what to expect from mm-hmm. a repair facility.
Yeah.
That way you don't walk into it and you're like, crap, I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know, you say, okay, I still have the safety net of this place will call dad. Mm-hmm. This place will call mom. Mom and dad can speak my language better than they can.
Sure.
But, you know, that's all part of it. That's all part of our why is helping people.
Mm-hmm.
We just happen to do it by fixing and maintaining cars.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that book. I have many Simon Sinek publications, and that has been a great, powerful tool for me to grow personally, as well as for the ability to service and take care of people better. And you're right. A lot of my focus isn't answering the phones or fixing the cars anymore. It's trying to make sure I'm taking care of the people within the company that, hey, we're opening the right doors. We're issuing and finding the right training for that person. Tools, as the technology changes, you know, we can send text, video, and photos to dad or mom who's hours away and make them a part of the repair so they don't feel like, you know, Oz has got the curtain closed and there's a bunch of smoke and mirrors behind it. So apparently I'm in the Wizard of Oz theme today.
No, I love it. I love it.
Mindset, but
you're ready for a movie. I'm ready for food. That's what drives our thoughts, I guess.
So it really has really been the fulfilling. I mean, I'm not independently wealthy. I still got to make a paycheck like everybody else.
Right.
But that's not the reason I show up to work every day.
Right.
The reason I show up to work every day is what builds the paycheck. If I take care of the people, the rest of that takes care of itself. I don't have to spend a lot of time sweating the little stuff because we have a team of people that are approaching it. Now, A1 Custom, things sometimes don't go right.
Right.
If you're not doing anything, then nothing goes wrong. And A1 Custom is doing a lot all the time and things go wrong. But the rubber meets the road with a person or a company when things go wrong of how they respond to it.
Absolutely.
And I cannot express that enough.
Yep.
We are not perfect. Many, many things go south in a hurry, but we have the strength, the resilientness, or the ability to overcome those headwinds. And maybe I'm not the right person to overcome that headwind. Maybe I've done something that got us in a spot. I broke a bolt during a repair and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? This is going to be hours or days to get me through this turn of events. And I've got another tech who's super good at that. He rolls in and in 10 or 15 minutes, I'm back on the road. The customer was never the wiser. Now, do we tell them that, hey, yeah, you got some new bolts in here. This is what happened. This is what we did. Yes. But what we didn't do is call them with an excuse. So as always, the show flies. So Eric, thank you very much for being on the show.
Oh man. Thank you guys for letting me, you know, this could have ended up being a 10-hour show and I would have been perfectly fine with it. So,
you know, we're going to do this from time to time.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. I certainly appreciate being here. I'm thankful that you guys let my beautiful wife come and sit in here
absolutely.
With us. And
so happy to have you guys.
It's been fantastic. So
excellent.
Thank you.
Well, Dustin and Eric, I hope you have a good rest of your weekend.
Yes. Be safe out there.
Bye.